Presidential candidate Marion Lloyd says, "This has been a year when we've had to fight for our lives and livelihoods. Our reps and members have worked tirelessly throughout the whole of this pandemic. Our reps have balanced their trade union role to keep everyone safe, with at the same time meeting the demands of their official work. And our members, despite the circumstances, and at no small risk to themselves, continue to deliver key services to the public. I believe that we need a leadership in PCS that reflects the inspirational and brave role our reps and members have demonstrated. Regrettably, on too many occasions our leadership has failed us. If I'm elected president, I promise you that the NEC will never allow senior officers to park and water down our full pay claim as they did in 2020. This show of weakness not only let down our members, but gave confidence to the employer to continue the attacks on our pay, and led directly to the HMRC management proposal to link pay increases to a worsening of conditions. If we do not respond to the attacks that the employer has already embarked upon, despite the platitudes about how indispensable the public sector workforce is, then these attacks will only increase. The public sector pay pause is just the start. I recognize that many of our members think that we are very lucky given the circumstances that many other families face, illness and sadly, in some cases, deaths, redundancy, and job loss as well as poverty and worry. But a high proportion of PCS members are facing these issues too, and we must unite and campaign to put in place the best possible pay and working conditions for all of us. If we just accept our lot, then the Tory government will feel emboldened to make the public sector and all of those key workers pay the price. The pay freeze will be just the beginning. Job losses, office closures, privatizations, attacks on our working conditions have not been paused. Our union is there to support us, and we need a leadership prepared to do that, to be bold and unswerving and build confidence that anything is possible. With a firm, militant program and a serious approach to the other unions for coordinated action, we can take on the Tories and win. The work that reps and members have undertaken to protect our safety, jobs, and terms and conditions is inspirational. It gives me the confidence that under a new leadership, with a fresh approach, based on our collective strength, PCS can regain its fighting culture and win for members. I'm a member of the Socialist Party and the Broad Left Network. I'm standing for PCS president and urge support for all BLN candidates.